Simin Kuf Peites Sifur Gimel. One of the most Yisaidistik Sifim in Hilchas Nida. See what Chalakim we can get through today. Hopefully the whole Sifur Gimel. Maybe even Sifur Dad. Just to start. The Mechaber says, "Any shekavas lavesta filo rosh shleish rosh chaydish zecher zel, and kinyu kulam bayna achas b'yema balayla." The halacha is that kviyas veset is only if all the three reiyas. The Mechaber is talking about a vest liyemei achaydish here. He says the only way to be kviyas veset is even if she saw each time on the same day rosh chaydish, rosh chaydish, rosh chaydish, yud gimel. You're still not kviyas veset if all the three reiyas are not in the same oino. If one is at night and two are during the day, or the opposite, you are not keveya. Therefore, you need all three of them should be also in the same oina, and also in the same day, and also in the same oina. Remoisha, in Igris Moisha, Chela Gimel Memches, is Mechadish, that Bizmanenu, a woman, Klapi, he's talking about Chiv Prisha, he's not talking about Kvias Veset, but he says, Klapi, the Chiv Prisha, every woman should be Purish on the Yema Vest for 24 hours, Meis Le'is. Since women are not keveya, or not kavua for a specific oino. Therefore, even though you're being choshish for a specific day, and last time she saw during a specific oino, nevertheless, when you come to that day the next month, one should be choshish for the entire meis le'eis. Since you can't pin woman down the same way that aldera, that Rabbi Yehuda Tanis Rabbi Yosi, that you can't be kaveya a specific hour, because women see an entire oino and not a specific hour, so too, bizmanenu, the derech woman is not to see even in a specific oino, it's rather the whole 24 hours, therefore you have to be choshish the 24 hours. Now he's talking about prisha samach levest, he's not referring to kviyas veset. However, I did see in one of his talmidim, Rishumi Aaron, from a Baron Felder, who's a talmid of Baron, that Rishumi Shatak held that way, but he gets a kviyas veset also. You could be kviya veset if you got the same day three times, even if each of the three times, all the three times were not in the same oino. Nevertheless, you could be kveya a veset. Lemaisa, klapi, the first nekuda that he says over there, prisha, samach levest. I saw from a worker with it, he says that as the ilum was not makal with his chumar of Ramesha, and we're only machmer for that, you know, or maybe for Arzura beforehand. Look at Ramesha and Shuvi, he says 24 hours, and it's good to be machmer even though Arzura beforehand. So he wasn't referring to the Arzura. Rather, however, lemaisa, the ilum was not noik to be machmer like Ramesha. And Kol Shekein B'nei Get Kviyas Veset, also that is not the Minig Olam, and you're only Kveya Veset, like it says in the Mechaber, if all three of them are in the same Oino. Now the Mechaber is talking about over here, Vest for Yimei HaChodesh, like we said. What's the halacha with regard to Vest HaFlogos? Does a Vest HaFlogos, if a woman has a Kviyas Veset, she sees every 25 days, every 28 days, does it have to be that all three re'iyas are in the same oino, or even if they're not all in the same oino, you could be kaveh aveset. So the truth is that the competition. The truth is that it's a big machlekes achrenim over here that the Pesach Tshuva brings down between the Neid Bihuda and the Shoyel, who's the Av Bezin of London, from David Tevli, that whether or not by vest Haflogah is one should be choishes. He says he names on that benegiah to kviyas veset lechera and a chanami. It's dafka like the Mechaber says that you're choishes for kviyas veset only in a case where all three of the haflogahs were for the same amount of days and in the same oino. However, with regard to prisha samach levest, he's mitzadid. The shul is mitzadid that you should not count days; rather, you should count oinos. In other words, if you see Tadaraba, if you see on Sunday, and then you see 29 days later or 28 full days later on Sunday, she saw the first time Sunday during the day, and then she sees 4 weeks later Sunday at night. So Kumtais, she really saw 56 oinos later. If you're not counting the days, she saw on the same day, but she didn't see in the same oino. Now, haflogos are counted by the amount of time in between the first re'iyah and the second re'iyah. If that's the case, l'chara, we shouldn't work with the day, we should work with the amount of oinos. And that would mean that next time that you're choshish, you'd have to be choshish for 56 oynes later, which would come out this time that it wouldn't be the third re'iyah that we're being chayshish for, would be chayshish for Shabbos in the afternoon, Shabbos day, which is 56 oynes after Sunday night, meaning Motzei Shabbos. She saw on Yom Rishon, the first time she saw on Yom Rishon during the day. She saw 56 oynes later, Yom Rishon, at night, which means Motzei Shabbos, which is the night preceding Yom Rishon. 56 oynes after that is really Shabbos. It's not even Yom Rishon anymore, because you keep on going back one oyna. It's one oyna, which means that even though the first time was on Sunday, Yom Rishon during the day, the second time is Yom Rishon at night, the third time is Shabbos during the day, which means the fourth time is Shabbos at night. Says the Shoyel in the Neid Bihuda, L'chor you should be choshish to be perish, out the Mount of Oynes. Says the Neid Bihuda, that Imamish is Mishabeach, the Svara. He says, Ani poiseach b'tehila v'ashri le'David, his name is David. He says, v'ashri le'David, Imamish, it's a phenomenal Svara. However, la'alach l'mayis, that's mevur in the Rishonim, not that way. So even though l'chor it's a good Svara, and he says, it's matmiyah on the Kadamim that no one was ma'ur this Nekuda. However, it's mevur, it says, n'arayvid, and they're all not that way. That in Echanam we count the amount of days in between the Re'is, and then we work out the Oino. So in Echanami, we're going to always count the amount of days till Yom Rishon. And then she saw Yom Rishon during the day, she saw at night. We'll work out the Oino. We never count Oino. So we first count the amount of days, and then we work out the Oino. The Shaila is Farvat. Why is it that way? That is the Allah. It's before that way in the Rishonim. He says, but what's the reason why? Says the Pisrei Tshuva, it seems from the Pisrei Tshuva, that he understood the Neid Vihu, that there's a chilik between Yom HaChodesh and Yom HaFlavel. That by Yom HaChodesh, in a Chanami, we don't count the day specifically, it's the day of the month. However, by a Flogus, we count the amount of days in between, and then we work out the Oinus. But it's not exactly clear still, why is it that way? He's still not really, and he himself, he hands off, Vakati Dvarim Tzvichin Tavlin. It's not exactly clear what the Svar is. If you look at the Sheva Levi, Shira Sheva Levi is Mitzayin to what he writes in Chela Gimel Kuf Chof Hei, and this is more, it's maybe a little clearer in Lechem V'Simla, that seems to go the same way. Says that that's not pshat in the Neid Bihuda. The Neid Bihuda means to say that there's a chilek between the first re'iyah to be koivea of vest for haflogis. You need four re'iyahs and three haflogis. There's the first re'iyah, then she's maflik 28 days, she sees the second re'iyah, maflik 28 days, sees the third re'iyah, maflik 28 days, and sees the fourth re'iyah. So there's three re'iyahs after the amount of days that she was maflik. 28 days, re'iyah. 28 days, re'iyah, 28 days, re'iyah. All those three re'iyos after the 28 days have to be in the same oina to be kaveh vest. However, with regard to the first re'iyah that she sees of the four re'iyos, she sees now, first time in her life, she gets married, and now she starts counting vests. She just in the halachas, she starts counting vests. She sees for the first time, no haflagis. Now she sees 28 days later at night, 28 days later at night, 28 days later at night. Does it make a difference when the first re'iyah was? The first re'iyah that she saw before the first 28 days. Does it make a difference if that was during the day or that was at night? L'chor doesn't make a difference. Either way, it doesn't make a difference because whatever she sees, if she saw during at night, and then 28 days later at night, 28 days later at night, 28 days later, she's kaveh vest. Let's say she saw during the day, and then 28 days later at night, 28 days later at night, 28 days later at night. She's also kaveh vest. Memela, it doesn't make a difference where you're coming from, the first three of where you're coming from. We count the days. We never look at where you're coming from. We look at where you're going to. And Mamela, we count that amount of days, and then we're Kaveya the Oino. Why is it that way? Lamais at the end of the day. In other words, he's not being Mechalik between Yimei HaChodesh and Yimei HaFlaga. Rather, he's being Mechalik between the first Re'iyah and the following three Re'iyahs, Benegeya to HaFlaga. Why is it that way, Lamaisa? Why are you Choshesh that way? L'chura, at the end of the day, the HaFlagas are not the same amount of time. So he says that you're right. In a Chanami, even though the first time she saw during the day, and then afterwards she saw 28 days later at night, however, there's two germim in, says the Shevet Levi, there's two germim in what's Koveya vest for Yimei HaFlaga. The Lechem V'Simla really asks that as a question. He says, L'chor, the way that a woman works, she fills up and lets out. So you should always have to count, you should really have to count the minutes of how she, right? How long it takes. Really, Oina doesn't really make very much sense, Bechlal, why you have to count by Oinas. Oinas are What does the night and the day have to do with the amount of time that she fills up? Who cares if it comes out during the night or comes out during the day? What does the urn have to do? If you're worried that maybe she's going to fill up or empty out a little bit earlier, so it should always be 6 hours before the amount of, let's say it takes her 26 and a half days and 4 hours, 28 days and 13 hours to empty out. So then after 28 days and 7 hours, which is 6 hours before 13 hours, until 19 hours, which is 6 hours after, she should be choshesh. What do night and day have to do with anything? That's when Lech Mesumla asked this question. He says, the chora, a woman fills up and lets out. What does it have to do with the Aina Bakla? What does it have to? Shiva Levi says, Behechrech, Mitoichim Rakush, you have to say that it's Bedoime, that there's two halakim to every Vestaflaga. There's two Gurmim. There's the amount of days, and then in that day, there are women that see when the sun is out, and there are women that see when the sun is not out, when the moon is out, when the sun is not there. It's always Nikfak Fi the sun. Mamela, there's a certain amount of days, and then you need an extra push after that certain amount of days. I would be madame to a Vesta Morkov. There's a Vesta Morkov somebody sees every 30 days with kfitzes. So 30 days is government? Be'etzem not, because you need a kfitza. The kfitza is government? No, because if you don't have every 30 days, then you're not a kreshish. So you need two things together. You need the 30 days, and then you need an extra push, I did a kfitza. So to over here, every haflaga be'etzem is like that. You have 28 days, you have the amount of days in between the first three and the last three. And that's what you count according to, that's what you're choshesh for next time, that amount of days. And then you just apply the oina that she saw in, because in after that amount of days, which oina is she going to see, and what is it that causes her to see? Is it the sun being out, or is the sun being away? In other words, nighttime, which is it? That's what she applies to after the amount of days. So you always count first the amount of days, and then you apply the oina. It's not that you count the amount of days, it's the amount of days. She fills up and empties out after a certain amount of days. She needs an extra push on that day after that amount of days. Is it at night? Is it during the day? That work kaveya after we count the amount of days. La halacha, if you look at the Shevet Alevi, he seems to be mitzadeh that ken zayin that the whole thing, that the only time that the Neidu Hidu was really chaylik on the shoyel was only benegeah to Choshesh lechatchilo, which day should be choshesh for? Do we count by Einus or not count by Einus? But if it would come out that a woman would be kevei avest according to Einus, Mashmai says that he would be choshesh, then you're kevei avest. Lalach lamaisa, that is not the minigarilum. We do not count by amount of Einus, even if it would happen. We count solely by the amount of days. You count the amount of days, and then you always apply. So this is something that people do have difficulty when they're cheshvening out their vestas. And one has to be clear in how to cheshvan out the vest. And that is, if they saw on Yud Gimel, they saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then they saw on Chaf Nisan, you count how many days are between Aleph and Chaf, including Aleph and including Chaf, and then you count again, starting from Chaf. Chaf as the first day, and then you count 20 days later, 20 days from Aleph to Chaf. You count 20 days from Chaf. You count 20 days, which comes out to be Tethir. It should come out according to everything that we've seen for the past week. It's coming out to be Tethir. And your choshesh on Tethir. When on Tethir? Depending on when the Re'iyah was on Chaf Nisan, that's when your choshesh on Tethir. So you first count the amount of days, then you apply the Oina, and you stick in the Oina which one you're earning your choshesh for, either the day or the night. Lefi this, Svara, of the Noid of Yehuda, we can understand maybe where the place is coming from. When it comes to Oina Beinonis, so maybe Levim saw, hopefully Levim saw the place he wants the Taino, that he's really going in the Shach, to be Mazber the Shach. The Shach seems to say that the vest of Yom HaChodesh is the same vest as Oina Beinonis. There's not two things. There's Oina Beinonis and Yom HaChodesh. And one of the things that the place he comes to say is that there is a chilik between Yom HaChodesh and Oina Beinonis. Yom HaChodesh, you only have to be choshesh for 12 hours, that Oina that it comes out. And Oina Beinonis, you have to be choshesh for the entire Me'es Le'es, all 24 hours. That means that there has to be a chilik between Oina Beinonis and Yom HaChodesh because they have different dinner, but they get to preach the Samach Levest. Why is it that you have to be choshesh for all 24 hours? So the way that the place where Masber, this place he, is because is al derech this Noid Behuda, and that is The chashash of Oinah Beinonis is different than all of the other chashashes that we have of Vestis. All other chashashes that we have of Vestis is once you already saw one time, then we're chashash for next time. You saw a flugger for 20 days, we're chashash next time, we're going to be after 20 days. You saw a new Gimel HaKadosh, we're chashash next time, we're going to see a new Gimel HaKadosh. Oinah Beinonis is different in the fact that you never saw after 30 days yet. You saw after 26 days last time. Now we're being chashash, you landed after 26 days on Yud Gimel Nisan, we're being chashash that you're going to see now in 30 days. Maybe this month you're going to change and you're going to be a regular lady who sees after 30 days. So that means I'm being chashash that from now you're going to be kovei your first aflaga of 30 days. Not that you already saw aflaga of 30 days and we think that that's your first ri'ah, you're going to see another two times 30 days. That's how it always is with the Vesta flugs. You first saw 20 days. I'm choshish. Maybe that was the first of your three re'ias of 20 days. That's not what it is by Oinah Beinonis. I'm being choshish. Maybe now you'll see for the first time after 30 days. So what happens? How could you be kaveya, a vest, now after 30 days? You could see, according to what Nain Davidus said, it doesn't make a difference. Let's say I saw now during the day. I can see 30 days later during the day. 30 days later during the day, 30 days later during the day, and I'll be kaveya vest. Or I could see 30 days later at night, 30 days later at night, 30 days later at night, I'll be kaveya vest. It doesn't make a difference what I saw on the first ri'ah of that I'm being maflik from. It all makes a difference only after the 20, after the 30. When do I see? If after each of the three 30s I see in the same oina, that's I can be kaveya vest. Even though the first ri'ah that I started off of the four ri'ahs was in a different oina. So even though I saw during the day, 30 days later at night, 30 days later at night, 30 days later at night, I'm kaveh vesin. Mamelef, the whole chash of Oinah Beinonis is that maybe I'm now going to change myself to be the type of isha who sees after 30 days and I be kaveh vesin. I can be kaveh vesin in two ways. Either if I see now, from now in 30 days in the same oino, or now from 30 days in a different oino. Because either way, I have the yichilis to be kaveh vesin. Mamela, I have to be choshish for Oinah Beinonis, for both oinos according to the placing. This is when they talk about when you're learning Nidah, they say the placey, this is the placey. That you Oinah Beinonis is 24 hours. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is because it doesn't make a difference where I saw this ri'il. In 30 days from now, I could see either during the Oinah at night or during the Oinah day, and it could be the first of my three ri'ils that I'm Kaveya vested for. Now, I think the biggest ta'aruf, which really the crazy place himself is ma'urur a little bit, is that how come none of the Rishonim mention this? So we did mention that not many Rishonim hold of Oinah Beinonis in the first place. The Ravid, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ra'ol, they pashas don't hold of Oinah Beinonis b'chlal. However, and even the Ramban and the Ran says the Graz, they only hold that it's Oinah Beinonis b'negiyah techiv b'diko, but not b'negiyah techiv prishno. So maybe that's why they didn't mention it. However, according to those that we pass like Allah l'maisa, the Rashba, how could it be that the Rashba, and there's other Rishonim also, and that's the Ikar Rishon that we pass like, they hold that there's a din of Oinah Beinonis that you're usher, if you're usher for 24 hours, meis la'eis, different than all other Vestas, how could it be that they didn't mention such a thing? So you have to say in Hanami, it's Pashit. It's Pashit in Lamdis that there's a chilik between Oinah Beinonis and a regular Vest. A regular Vest is only after you were choshish, after you saw already one time. Here, I'm trying to be choshish for the first time. Therefore, they didn't even have to read it off, they didn't even have to speak it out. Which is l'chayra big chiddush, and l'maisa many places can go not like the placey. The Sidra Tairo, he says not like the placey. He says in a chanami you do not have to be choshish the entire 24 hours. I l'maisa l'chayra the placey has a good taino that you have to you could be kaveya vested now for either way that whether you see whichever oini you see on 30 you could be kaveya. He's not misyachas to it. Kiniri you have to say that he holds that the chash is that you're going to be a regular lady. A regular lady sees after 30 days. So after 30 days means in the same way, no. You're right, it could be kaveya vest. But lamaisa, the derech of regular woman is that they see every 30 days. Mamela, 30 days is counted from whatever oina I'm holding by. So if I'm holding during the day, after you chayish for 30 days a day, at night, I'm holding day at night. Lalach lamaisa, how do we paskin? Very many poiskim. Poiski is manenu. Bring it down, even though the Sidra Tairo says not that way, the other place can say not that way. But many places can bring it down. And most people, Kimdumani, are taught it that at least the Chol HaPachas B'derech Chumra to be Choshish for it. Though those that are Choshish Mamash for the placey, they hold that it's Mamash Mekar Adin, and even on Alel Tvilo, even on Yom Kippur, if they're not taking pills, then they would still be Choshish. However, b'pashtus it's not maker adin, though we look at it as a chumra, but it's maybe more chumra than the orzarua, and therefore if it would be a leil tefila, it is kedai to ask a shayla. However, with regard to the practical application of it, maybe that would be a nafkamina which comes out as a chumra, a leil tefila. However, generally, if a person is choshish for the orzarua, then it doesn't come out to be such a big chumra, the placing. And that is because, regardless, if she saw during the day, she has to be choshish during the day. So the place he says, Asa the 12 hours before and that night. Anyhow, you would have been choshish for those 12 hours, al tzarzarua. And if it's at night, to be choshish for the following 12 hours, but there are klal, people are not mashamish b'yoyim. Chibuk v'nishik is only a chumra anyhow. It's not really, it's not me'ikr ad-din. So a mela doesn't come out. Maybe chibuk v'nishik l'chatchila al tzavel bracha will become out an afkamino. But v'etzem me'ikr ad-din is not really too much of an afkamino. Therefore, al tzchumra wise, it's not really not such an afkamino. As a matter of fact, it could come out mitzad echad akula, because what's with Menegea to be choshish for the Or Zeruah together with the placing? In other words, if a woman sees at night, she has to be choshish 30 days later at night. Out the placing, she's choshish at night and the following day. Out the Or Zeruah, she's choshish at night and the previous day. The 12 hours before the vest. Can you be choshish for both of those together? So the truth is, Be'etzem in Lomdis, maybe you could be choshish for Oinavainanis and the 12 hours beforehand. Because the word is that a woman's going to see every 30 days. Could be you'll see a little bit beforehand, but be'erech, every 30 days a woman sees. But according to the placey's understanding of the oina beninus, is that she has to see during day 30. It's either going to be during the night or during the day, but it's going to be for sure day 30 that she's going to see. Then, lachur, it's a stira to say, to be choshish for the oina beninus, and the placey, and the arzeruah. The placey says she's for sure going to see on day 30. And Orzarua says she might see beforehand. L'chura, in Svar, it doesn't play out so much to be choshish for both of them. There's a memra that they say, B'shem Rav Yashiv, that it's begeder k'sil b'choshish herlich. Chazal say that somebody that takes two kulas that are associated with each other, Chazal says a rasha. Somebody takes two chumras that are associated with each other, says, Chazal say k'sil b'choshish herlich. So be'etzem, to be choshish for oina beninis, and then say an Orzarua on top of the placing, to say that for sure she's going to see on day 30. The question is she going to see the oina of the night or she see the oina of the day, but for sure she's in day 30 is a little bit of a steer to say maybe she's going to see before day 30. That's not oina beninus anymore. That's not the chash of oina beninus. There are those that are machmer still. It does come out though, very often day 30 could be not just oina beninus, it could be yom ha'chodesh. If it's yom ha'chodesh, then there is a svara to say arzuru on a yom ha'chodesh. Therefore, in such a case, in a chanami, it would make sense to play out the 12 hours beforehand also. There's a chash of oina beninus, and there's a chash of the yom ha'chodesh. At the yom ha'chodesh, it could be that she'll see a little bit earlier. Mashiachin, at the oina beninus, she's going to see dafka on day 30, then the chayra would be a little bit of a stira to be choshish for both of them. Now, when is the oina beninus? When is oina beninus? So we saw that the shach is marich, interestingly enough, in Sifkatan Lamed, despite the fact that he doesn't take it that oina beninus is yom lamed, he's marich, the shach is marich to bring rayas, kama v'kama rayas, that oina beninus is not day 30 from the ri'iyah, it's rather 30 days between the ri'iyahs, which would mean that after 30 days she sees her vest, she counts 30 days, and it's the following day afterwards that she has to be choshish. In other words, day 31, if she'd be counting the day of her ri'iyah as day 1, it would be day 31. Not day 30. Kama kama rishinim seem to say, we saw it in Rashi, in the sugya of Baman Aderech, clearly seems to say that way. Other rishinim seem to say that way, which would mean that after 30 days, she's choshish for the 31st day. However, he's bothered by something else. And that is that there's many times that the rishinim and the paiskim, they bring down either or. They either mention the Yom HaChodesh and they don't mention Oina Beninus, like the Mechaber and the Ramo over here, the Paisim over here, they only mention Yom HaChodesh, not Oina Beninus. And then there's other times that they mention Oina Beninus, the Rishonim mention Oina Beninus, and they don't mention the Yom HaChodesh Bechlal. What's up, Shah? If Oina Beninus is always Yom Lamed Aleph, so then you should mention that sometimes Lamed Aleph, sometimes Yom HaChodesh you have to be Choshish for. Elamai in Chanami, Hainu Hach, there aren't two things. It's not Oina Beninus day 31, and Yom HaChodesh, which sometimes is day 30, sometimes is day 31. Rather, Oinu Beinonis is Yom HaChodesh. And there's not two different things. And therefore, the Pesachim didn't mention, if they mentioned Oinu Beinonis, they didn't have to mention Yom HaChodesh. Mention Yom HaChodesh, they didn't have to mention Oinu Beinonis. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because the Ramban was poshet to him, right? He says, "Pli yadas mimeni nizgavah leuchala." How could you say that a woman sees after, according to a certain day of the month? Sometimes it's mole, sometimes it's chaser. How could it be that she sees? We know that a woman fills up and that's out. It doesn't make sense. He says, standard woman, he says, the stam woman fills up and then lets out. According to you, it's not true. It depends on what day of the month it is. Comes along the shach and he says, exactly fakir. The oini bein is the stam nashim. They taka don't have, they don't fill up and let out. It works according to the day of the month. That's the stam, that's the oini bein. Not only that, you can be medayik from Lashon of the Mechaber, right? Lashon of the Mechaber is in Kuf Peidal, Tur Shulchan Aruch. They both say, "Reiv Hanoshim Yesh Leinvestos Liris Bezman Yidua Yidua Kegain Meesim LaEsir Amelam LaLam Yom." He doesn't even mention the Yom HaChodesh. He mentions 20 days or 30 days, like the Lashon of the Tur. That, in other words, the Stam Isha is like the Ramban said. That is the Stam of the Milsa, that a woman fills up and lets out. And in the Chanami, Yom HaChodesh is more of a Chiddush, and according to the Shach, it's the Stam. It's not just that it's also a Chash. It's the Stam Noshim, you have to be Choshish for that day. Lamaisa, the Chavas Das is Cholek on the Shach. And he says, no, it's day 31. He takes all the rais of the Shach, and he says, in a Chanami, the Lashonis, the Rishonim that are Mashma, that it's day 31, he brings rais in the Gemara, Daf Tes, which I thought we would get to, but it doesn't look like we will. That seem to say that in a Chanami, that it's 30 days in between the Re'ias, and Oin HaBeinonis is day 31. And that's how we Nemzal Na'alach L'maisel, to be Choshish for day 31. There are a number of other Achreinim that go like this, Lechem HaSimlo, and others go like this, to be Choshish for day 31. However, Halach L'maisel, Me'ikra Adin, Roiv, Ruben, Shal Gedir Le'Achreinim, Paskenat this way. The Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, and Dr. Moshe, and the Prisha, and the Kreis Yuplesi, and the Shlomo brings down the same way, and the Levush, and the Graz, and the Sidritaro, they all learn the Chacham Tzvi, they all learn, I'm sorry, Sidritaro, I'm not sure, and the Taz, and the Chacham Tzvi, they all learn, not like this, and they learn that it's day 30, and the Chanami is day 30, and that's how we paskin Me'ikra Adin. However, there are very many places that say Lechatchila one should be Choshish for the Chavaz Das, also to be Choshish for the Chavaz Das, besides the fact that there's Raya's in Rishenim and the Lashenis of Rishenim, it's also there are Kama V'Kama Achrenim that learn this way. Memela Lechatchila one should be Choshish for it. However, once again, it's only Begeder Chumra, and one should only take it on with their Chumra. The Iker Psak in the Gedolei Achrenim is that it's day 30, and Memela it's those that are going to be Choshish, it's only Begeder Chumra. Now, Lemaisa, how many Chumras are we going to take on? Should we also, I see out of the corner of my eye. I don't, Lemaisa, many priests can say to be Choshish for the Chavaz Das, and not only that, they say, to Nem on, once you take on the Chavaz Das as Ayin HaBeinonis, so then it gets the Halachas of Ayin HaBeinonis, which if you take on that there's a place by Ayin HaBeinonis, the place is not a Chiddush in Yom Lamed. The place is a Chiddush in Ayin HaBeinonis. Memel, if you Nem on that Yom Lamed Aleph is Ayin HaBeinonis, then it would have the halachas according to the placey of all 24 hours. Not only that, the halachas by Ayin HaBeinonis, if you pass by the day and you didn't do bedikah, then we also had shetivdik. That would also be, but this is all together chumrah, which would come out theoretically if one was choshish for all the shitas. He's being choshish for, especially if he's going to plug on Arzarua. This was one of the questions, right? Am I going to be also for 60 hours straight? You have 12 hours before day 30. You have the entire 24 hours of 30. The entire 24 hours of 30. So, of 31. Memela, you have 48 hours of Ayin HaBeinonis and 12 hours possibly beforehand. Now, generally, we're not going to take the 12 hours together with Ayin HaBeinonis, but if it could come out sometimes that the Yom HaChodesh is on day 30, 12 hours beforehand. Now, it just comes out, if we make the cheshbon of just how many chumras it really is, it comes out to be quite a chumra. Why is that? We mentioned before, and like the Shulchan Aruch Harav says in Kuntres Achron, he says that Rav Rishonim seem to hold that there is no thing as Ayin HaBeinonis. The Rif, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Ra'ah, even the Ramban and the Ram, they hold it's not going to get appreciated. The Shita Sarajba, it's Kamat, the Shita Yechidah, they hold the Ayin HaBeinonis. Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch passes that way. But he says, even he's Mitzadir, Ein Limchis B'Yad Mekilim, says the Shulchan Arav. We do not go that way. However, we are Choshish for Ein Abeninis. However, Ein Abeninis is to be Choshish for day 30, to be Choshish also for day 31, and also to be Choshish for 24 hours, seems almost to be a Chumro on top of Chumro on top of Chumro. So it's really not that way, because the Ikar Adin is, like the Rajba says, the Shulchan Arav says, is that we pass in Ein Abeninis. So to be Choshish for 30 and 12, 24 hours, that's a Chumro on top of a Chumro. There are people that are noeg like that. There are people told not to be noeg like that. Lemaisa, it's not that much of a chumrah because very often Yom HaChodesh is always either on Lamed or on Lamed Aleph. Generally, in a regular year, 6 months of the year it's on Lamed, and Yom HaChodesh 6 months of the year is Lamed Aleph. Anytime that it's Chaser, Yom HaChodesh is Lamed Aleph. Anytime that it's Mole, Yom HaChodesh is Lamed. Anytime it's Mole, Yom HaChodesh is on 31. And anytime that it's Chaser, Yom HaChodesh is on day 30. So half the year anyhow, after the Yom HaChodesh, being Choshish for Lamed Aleph. So, and that's in addition to the Lamed, which is the Ein Abeninis, which you paskin Me'ikar Adin. So we're talking about 6 months a year to be Choshish for the Chavetz Das. Now, practically, for many people, day 31 is towards the end of a woman's mahzor and the recycle. So therefore it is a chashav day. But mitzad sheni, as being chashish wise, practically day 30 and 31 for very many people are days, according to the seker that we took last week, a number of people, it would seem that 31 is towards the end of the days to be chashish for, and therefore, even if you're not going to be chashish for the 24 hours of the crazy place, however, there is makim certainly to be choshish for the chavez das. Once again, we gather chumra, and therefore, if it's leil tefila or it's yitzila derech or something like that, we will be mekel on day 31. However, is there makim to be machmer? Certainly, there is makim to be machmer. Am I telling you to be machmer? That's depending on where you're holding in life. That depends. There's certainly makim to be mekel in Shan Rishono and other times, and certainly makom to make out at all times, and therefore I don't want to get myself into trouble. Therefore, tasa shelas chacham as to what you should do. That's what they told me in Lakewood. What should I say? You come to Eretz Yisrael, that you should ask 30, 31. Which days? How long on each day? Bechulu. Mamela, I'm just passing on the material that I got. That's the shitas chavez das. We have the placey, which is all 24 hours, and the shitas chavez das, which is that it's day 31. Lamaisa, like we saw, there are kama v'kama rishonim that are mavur that it should be day 31. Now, what happens if a woman sees klapi dechashash v'ayin abeninis? What happens if a woman sees Rish Chodesh Nisan? She sees on Chof Nisan. So when she saw on Rish Chodesh Nisan, when does she have to be Chodesh for? First time that she saw on her life Rish Chodesh Nisan, she has to be Chodesh for 2 days. She has to be Chodesh for Aleph Iyar, that's the time that she saw on Rish Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan. And she has to be choshish for Lamed Nisan al Tzayin Abeninis, the way that we pass in Mikra Adin. If you hold like the Chavetz Das, you also hold for Rish Chodesh here al Tzayin Abeninis. However, with regard to the Mikra Adin, we pass in that it's Lamed Nisan, which is Tzayin Abeninis. What happens now if she sees on Chof Nisan? Does she still have to be choshish for the Tzayin Abeninis of Lamed Nisan, which is 30 days after the first Re'il, or not? So the pashtus is, no. What's the whole svara? The whole svara of Ein Abeninis is v'chila olam le'tzira. She got this far. She's not going to see this month. She will have to be choshish that she's going to see after 30 days. So if she saw once in between, she saw now, and then she saw after 20 days later, then in a chanami, there's no svara of v'chila olam le'tzira. And therefore, she saw in Chof Nisan. She's going to see 10 days later in Lamed Nisan. It doesn't make sense. So when is she going to be choshish for Ein Abeninis? She'll be choshish for Ein Abeninis from Chof Nisan. And not from Aleph Nisan. However, we saw the Taz in Sivkot and Yud Zayin. He names are not that way. He's matmi on the Bach. What's the episode? He says you're not choshish in such a case. If you saw on Rish Chodesh and you saw on Chof, he's not be choshish for Lam and Nisan. What happened to the Svar v'chilo olam le'tzira? The whole Svar olam le'tzira doesn't apply over here. Says the Frideya to be mazber the Taz. That's the Levina to be mazber the Taz. The Taz goes l'shitasa. The Taz holds that even when a woman sees in between, what did we mention before at the end of last Chabura, and the Olam should have seen it by now, the Beis Yosef, the Dagmar Mishnah, the Taz, His shita is that when you have a flog, you saw on Rosh Chodesh, and then you saw on Chof Nisan, you have a flog of 20. Then you saw on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So, Lachar, you broke up your flog of 20, you shouldn't have to be chayish for 20 from Chof Nisan anymore. The Taz says, no, you still have to be chayish from the Chof Nisan, 20. Once you see, then that Re'iyah causes you to be chayish for 20 days from now. You have to be chayish for Taz Iyar, even though you saw in between. The same thing applies, says Datsi Levayna, according to the Taz, for Oyna Beinanis. Oyna Beinanis, you also have to be chayish for 30. You saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to be chayish for day 30. You saw in between, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to be chayish for that flog of 30. What happened to the Svara of V'chila Oilam Leisira? Can you hear the Taz also, the other side of Oyna Beinanis? Oyna Beinanis is Stam Nashim. Stam Nashim, see you after 30 days. So the same way that after a flog of 20, you have to be choshesh that flog is going to be gurm a flog of 20 days later. So too, when you see on Rosh Chodesh, you have to be choshesh that this is going to be gurm the stamri after 30 days. And the stamri after 30 days is going to come out, alam nisan. I saw in between, the same way that a stam aria doesn't break up a regular flog, doesn't break up this flog, and you have to be choshesh for 30. Lalach lamaiso, lechavazdas, kiva eger, sedratero, everybody's matmi on this taz, and they all name on, it's pashid, that doesn't apply, even if you hold that a Riyah doesn't break up a Aflaga, that's if you really had the Aflaga. If you had a Aflaga of 20, and then you saw after 10 days, it doesn't break up the Aflaga of 20, you still have to be Chosh from 20 days from your last Riyah. However, in a case where you didn't see for 30 days, you're being Choshish from now till after 30 days, then that's only Chshash from your last Riyah. We always consider that from your last Riyah, we don't consider it from the first Riyah, and it resets the Oyna Beinanis clock, resets every single time. You're only choshesh for one Oyna Beinanis at once. And that is 30 days from your last Re'iyah. Now, can you be Oiker an Oyna Beinanis? Now we saw in this long shach, he says, Kala'achar Yad, he brings down the Levush. Levush names on that in Oyna Beinanis, we've been on Halacha L'maisa, that Oyna Beinanis is a din of a Ves Kavua. The same way that you pass by a Ves Kavua, you're also Asher Tivdek, so to be Oyna Beinanis. Says the Levush, the same way that a woman who has a vest kavua is only accurate in three times, not after one time, so to Oyna Beinanis cannot be necker after one time. Comes along the shach and he says, Kla'achar Yad, ve'in ze nochen klal v'dup. Not nochen klal. Why is it not nochen? Vos meint levush b'chlal? What's he coming to be chelek on? Seems to be that there's three mahalchim to understand what is he coming to be chelek on, and la'alach l'mayis to be l'kula, not like all those mahalchim. And what is, I guess one comes out of Chumrah. The first one is that to understand the Chutshani understands the, he says this in the Torah Shlomo, we saw at the beginning, Sifkan Dal, Bizan Levush. He says, what does it mean that a Oyna Beinanis has a din of a Ves Kavua? That if a woman sees on Lamed one time, it's Kila as if she was Kaveya. She hit the jackpot. She sees once on Lamed, it's Kila as if she's Kaveya, she has to be accurate three times. What's the difference if you're Kaveya or you're not Kaveya? Every month, anyhow, you always have to be Chayshish for Oyna Beinanis. In a case where you have a Ves Kavua already, let's say she has a Ves Kavua for 32, and then she sees once on 30. It's Kilo, she has another Ves Kavua, she has to be Choshesh for that three times. She has to be Choshesh for that, or she saw on 26. She has a Ves Kavua for 26, and then one time she sees on 30. She's Kaveya that Ves for 30 times, for three. It's Kilo, she has a Ves Kavua, she has to be Choshesh for three times. Or, that would be one case. That's basically the case that the Chutshani says a little bit of a variation. Even if you have a Ves Kavua and you're not Choshesh for Oyna Beinanis, but if you once saw an Oyna Beinanis, it's Kivu as if you have a Ves Kavua, you have to be accurate three times. And then, La'alach L'maisa, we say not that way, it doesn't have a din, the Shach says, Ein Enochen Klal, and it's Taka Nekar B'Pamachas, even in such a case that you saw once on Lamed. The Chavis Das, at the end of the long Chavis Das, that he's Marich to be Chirlik on the Shach and say that Oyna Beinanis is not Yom HaChodesh, rather it's Yom Lamed Aleph, he brings down this line of the Chavis Das of the Shach. And he says that the Shach is really being machmir on the Shach is being machmir on the Levush. Levush understood that the only time that you're Choshesh for Oyna Beinanis is if at least once in a while you see on Oyna Beinanis. But a woman who never sees on Oyna Beinanis, so then she's accurate. She's not Choshesh for it. And Memela, if a woman doesn't see Lachur three times on Oyna Beinanis, she doesn't have to be Choshesh for Oyna Beinanis anymore. Now Lachur, that would also be telling in the time of Oyna Beinanis. If the word of Oyna Beinanis is that's when Stam Noshim see, so then she's not a Stam Noshim. She doesn't see. Kinir, that's what Levush holds. She's not a Stam Isha. Therefore, she once she's ready three times, she doesn't see an Oyna Beinanis, she doesn't have to be Choshesh. However, if you hold that the word is V'chila Oylam Lo Yisira, then this lady, Lamaisa, every month you can ask, even if she never gets to day 30, and she's never, nevertheless, every month you have to be Choshesh. Lamaisa says the Shach, every month you have to be Choshesh for Inabaininus. It's not just a few times you didn't see Inabaininus, you don't have to be Choshesh for it anymore. Every month you have to be Choshesh for Inabaininus. And even if in the past, it could be that he holds also that the word is Inabaininus is Stam Nashim. Nevertheless, every month I have to be Choshesh. Maybe this month I'm going to be normal. Maybe this month, I mean, I know for the last 15 years that I wasn't a Stam Yishol, but maybe this month I'll be different. Maybe this month you always have to be Choshesh. Certainly, if it's as far as Chila Ilum Masir, you could ask that. But even if it's a Stam Nashim, you could always ask, you could always presume that maybe this month she'll change to be a regular Isha. The last shot in Oyna Beninus, well, there is a Nekuda, there is a time that we'll see, hopefully. It's brought down in Sif Yudal in Sif Tezvov, which hopefully they will see this week. If they want to finish Vestas, they will see it this week. In a case where a woman always sees after Lamed, but she doesn't have a day which is Kavua to see, sometimes she sees on 32, sometimes she sees 35, 33, 37, then there is a big tzad that in a Chanami she doesn't have to be Chesh for Ina Beninus. It's not because she was the Eker the Ina Beninus, it's because she's Ki'ilu, she has a Ves Kavua at the time of 30. It's Ki'ilu, every time she hits day 30, we can't ask Chila Oil Meisira or Ukademe, because we know that she's always going to see later on after that. That we'll see when we get to Sif Tezvav Be'ezor Hashem. The last pshat in the Shach is the pshat that we mentioned at the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Tes. The Pardes Yomeinu goes this way, that the Levush holds like the Taz. The Levush says, the same way that the Taz says, that if a woman has the Ves Kavua for day 20, then if she doesn't see on day 20, she has to be Chesh for day 40. She doesn't see on day 40, she has to be Chesh for day 60. So too by Ein Abeinus, if a woman doesn't see on day 30, she has to be Chesh for day 60. She doesn't see on day 60, she has to be Chesh for day 90. Skill is if she has the Ves Kavua. La'alach la'maisa, we don't pass him like the Taz, and Kol Shekein, we don't pass him like Levush. Even when a woman has a real Ves Kavua for 20, we say after 20, she doesn't have to be Chesh for day 40, because that's not the haflaga, that's not her haflaga. Once she passes by 20, she doesn't be Chesh for anything. However, and Kol Shekein, in the case of Ein Abeinus, where she doesn't have a Ves Kavua for 30, certainly if she passes by day 30, she does not have to be Chesh for day 60, and certainly not day 90. There's Benegea to Vesli Yirmach, Kviyas of Yirmach Chodesh, is just an interesting halach over here that's mentioned in the Bach, that a woman could be Kveya for Rosh Chodesh. Even if Rosh Chodesh is not the same day, she could be Kveya for Rosh Chodesh. He says, Lechatchila Pashas, you don't have to be Chodesh for that. For example, if a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, does she have to be Chodesh for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Lamed Nisan, because of Rosh Chodesh? No, let's say she sees in the middle on the Chof, so she doesn't have to be Chesh for Ein Abeinus on Lamed. But maybe she has to be Chesh, she has to shame Rosh Chodesh. Pisha Takin Amzon like this. On that, the Bach says, no, she doesn't have to be Chesh for the shame Rosh Chodesh. However, in a case where Shitaka is Kriveya, she sees, let's say the first time she sees on Aleph Nisan, then she sees on Lamed Nisan, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and then she sees on Aleph Ir. So she saw an Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, I'm sorry, an Aleph Sivan, Shkoyach. She saw an Aleph Nisan, Lamed Nisan, and Aleph Sivan, which is all three times is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. In that case, as a Bach, she could be Kaveh for Yom HaChodesh. The Lach LaMaisa, we do not go this way. And you only Kaveh for the day of the month, Mamish, and if it's not the same day, even if it has the same Rosh Chodesh in a Hanami, we would not be Chayshish for that. Now, couldn't you be Koyveya to Yemei HaChodesh at the same time? Maybe we'll leave that. That's for the end. We'll leave that for the end. There's one Nidan before that. And that is the Nidan that the Hakdama that we had to Sif Yud Gimel. And that is, Kenaflaga Kitzar B'Oikar Naruko. Everybody downed on the Lashon of the Ramban, which the Ramah brings down the Halacha. A woman sees on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chof Nisan, says the Ramban, if she doesn't see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then she has to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar. She has a flag of 20 from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Chof Nisan. Does she have to be Choshesh from 20 days from Chof Nisan to Tes Iyar? Says the Ramban, only if she doesn't see on Rosh Chodesh, then she has to be Choshesh for Tes. Mashmoy says that if she does see on Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have to be Choshesh for Tes. In fact, the Beis Yosef, Farvos, why doesn't she have to be Choshesh for Tes? She never passed by 20 days from Chav and didn't see. Says the Beis Yosef in Echanami, only in this case that she saw twice on Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar, it shows that we get rid of the Chav Nisan, that's why she doesn't have to be Chodesh Sprem. However, the Mashmois clearly is in the Beis Yosef. If she would have seen on Aleph Nisan and Beis Iyar, then in Echanami, she wouldn't have to be Chodesh. She didn't have 2 days that were the same. She wouldn't have to be Chodesh for the 20 days from Chav Nisan, which falls out on Tes Iyar, even though she had a Re'iyah in between. The Dark Emotion goes like this clearly, as does the Taz. The Taz says, it's clear, Moshe Emes is Arasi Emes, it's Pashit, that even if a woman sees, the Ramah says, it's not exactly clear what the Chiddush is, but the Ramah says, in a Chanami, the Ramban says, if she doesn't see on Rosh Chodesh, she has to be Chesh Vites. However, that was only the Rabusa. However, but the Halacha is, even if she does see, she still has to be Chesh. And that's the way that the Taz names on, that even if she has her in between, you still have to be Chesh for your other Haflaga that you had from before, 20 days. The Bach is Chelech, and the Bach says, no way. You always reset the clock by every Re'iyah. If you saw on Rosh Chodesh, you reset your clock. You're not counting anything from your Chav Nisan. If you're going to be count 20 days, it's only going to be from Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't say whether or not you do or not. If you do, you'd only count it from Rosh Chodesh year, not from Chav Nisan. This is the way the Shach goes, Alach L'maiso, and except for a case where you have a Ves Kavua, which will be, because the Kesef mentions it's clearer in Sif Yudalit. However, he says, in a Chanami, you do not cheshbin out from the day that she should have, that her vest, the last vest that she saw, from the 20 from Chav Nisan, rather from Rosh Chodesh, once she has a new vest, once she has a new aflaga of 12 days from Chav to Aleph, then she does not think about her 20-day aflaga at all. The Beis Meir goes the same way as the Bach and the Shach. However, with a little knesh, he says, Zichr, the only time that you count your aflaga is from the last time that you saw. So if you saw in Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Chav Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she counts her vestes from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But she counts 12 days, which was her last aflaga, from Chav Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar was 12 days. And she counts also 20 days. 20 days was her aflaga from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Chav Nisan. She never got past day 20 and didn't see. The Mela, she has to be Choshesh for 20 days, 12 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if she Rosh Chodesh year, and if she passed by day 12, she has to be Choshesh for 20 days. She hasn't been Eicher that. This is what we call the Shitas Beis Meir. Haflaga Kitzara is not Eicher and Aruko. Even if she saw 20 and she saw 12 days afterwards, then she was never Eicher the 20 until she gets to day 20 and doesn't see on day 20. How do we pass in Halach L'maisa? Halach L'maisa, it's clear that we go like the Bach and the Shach, not like the Taz and the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef, the Ramah here, that we do not, anytime that you have a new Haflaga, you do not worry about the Haflaga from the last Re'iyah beforehand. If you saw on Chav Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chav Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you do not count 20 days from Chav Nisan. That's finished. If you're going to count, you're only going to count from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That's how we pass in. You always count your Haflagas from the last Re'iyah. Now, what haflagas do you count? You have to count 12 days, because that was the last haflaga. Do you have to count 20 days? That's the Beis Meir. Machlokes between the Shach and the Beis Meir. How do we pass in Halacha L'maisa? It seems the minhag in Klal Yisrael, as Levushi always says, the minhag in Yerushalayim was always to go like the Shach, not to count 20 days. It seems that was the minhag in Klal Yisrael for very long, not to count 20 days, not to count the 20. Once you get after the 12, 20, you got the 12. If you look at the Sidri Taira says that the whole reason that the Shach is Cholik on the Beis Meir is because they didn't print, the Ramban was not printed in his day. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same thing. He says it's clear in the Ramban, like the Beis Meir, that you count 20 days. The only way to be Eicher Vest is to get to day 20 and not see. Memelo, you have to be Choshish for day 20 also after your Re'iyah. Now, before we get to the Lemais, what does this mean practically? This means practically that if a woman sees on day 37, then next month she has to be choshesh for 37. And if she only gets to 26, then in 2 months she has to be choshesh for 26 and 37. And if she gets up to 31, then she has to be choshesh for 31 and 37. And if she gets up to 25 after that, she has to be choshesh for 25, 31, and 37. And if she sees on 29, and then she sees on 28, and then she sees on 27, like the last question on the page, then she has to be choshesh for day 26, because maybe she was kaveh a vest according to Rav. And she'd be chayish for 27 because maybe she wasn't kaveh aves according to Shmuel. And she has a base mayor of 28. And she has a base mayor of 29. She has the only bainanis of 30. And she has a chavas das of 31. And she quits. That was the question. Halacha l'maaseh. And she came to the Rav to ask. She doesn't see herself being machmor in all these chumras. Which one should she should be the first one to go? That was the question that she asked. But practically, what does it mean? It means even a much bigger chiddush. It means that you have to keep your vestas. It means two things. You have to keep your vestas from the time you get married to the time that she stops getting her mazon. Why? Because if she once saw on day 37, so then 14 years later, if she ever gets up to day 37, she's going to have to be chayshish. Now, if she became pregnant in between, then that resets all vestas kavuas, and pasha, she passed by day 37 also, but she'd have to be chayshish for that 37. But it could be that she's going for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That's what it looks like from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He learned that kipshutai. She's chayshish for the rest of her life for that one time that she saw 37. More than that. If she sees, she gets married, and the first time that she gets married, 37. She always sees between 28 and 32. 37. One time she married for 37. The chavar, her 10th anniversary, bang. She gets another 37. 10 years later, she already got her vest tens of times in between. She gets another 37. Then she sees another 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, she keeps on getting her vest. She's 37 years old. Bang! She gets another 37. She was just kaveh aves kavua. It took her 17 years to do it, but she was kaveh aves kavua. Why? Because she got up to day 37. She never passed 37 without seeing. 3 times in a row she got to 37 and all. So she was kaveh aves for 37. Every time she gets to 37, she was kaveh. When was she ever accurate?
Only if she doesn't have any kids.
Only if she doesn't have any kids. That's what I said. If she didn't become pregnant. She didn't become pregnant. Only if she doesn't have any kids. However, well?
6 months. Max is 6 months.
Max is 6 months. Shulchan Aruch seems to say, call your male. Call your male. L'maisa. Rabbi Yashiv, Levushi Yoyz brings up Rabbi Yashiv that no, you don't have to be chayish for your entire life. Rak tkufa memushechet. What's a tkufa memushechet? It's not exactly clear. Up to a year, maybe some say. She has to be choishish after that, she has to be choishish. Most poiskim that are choishish for the base mayor, it seems most practically alach lamaisa, this is how the teacher in Lakewood also, even those that are choishish, the way the Shevet Alevi goes, is for 3 months. Not to be choishish more than 3 months. That means if she saw on 37, the next month she saw on 31, be choishish for 31 and 37. Then she saw on 33, be choishish for 33 and 37. Then she saw on 32, 32 and 37. Then she saw on 26, forget it, 37's out. She already went by 3 months. She was ki'ilu master herself that she's not seeing on 37 anymore. Therefore, she doesn't have to be chayshish. Where is the makar for this halacha? I don't see it anywhere. I'm not sure where the makar is. It's in Haintek HaPoitzkim. But Mamela, maybe since it is because they took on that the base mayor is maybe not, the is more of a chumrah, even though we've seen the Rishonim like that, the Ramban is like that. However, everybody really went like the Shach. Mamela, they took it on only for a certain tkufa, ki'ilu, until you're mastic yourself, then you're not seeing anymore like that, then you don't have to be choshish. Befrat is manenu that a woman is most generally not kaveya vestis. Now, even if you're going to be machmer for the base mayor, then l'chari you wouldn't have to do any other chumras, or zerua, these other chumras you wouldn't have to be machmer for. Should you be machmer for the base mayor, that's whatever your chassan teacher told you. L'chur it's a chumra, l'chur maker a din. We go like the shach. That it seems how the place can go, even though many places can, the Maisa say that the Ramban says clearly like him. However, the shach nemdom that way. The Bach, it seems to be noita that he's not going that way. The truth is that there's a lot of shitas that, even the Taz that didn't learn this way, the Taz that learned that even if you have a ri'i in the middle of your flog, it doesn't break it up. The Maisa says you should be choishish for the 20 from the original ri'i and from the second ri'i. So he sort of goes like the Beis Meir. There are a number of achranim that do go like the Beis Meir. It is a chumrah and should be viewed as a chumrah. There are rishonim that learn that way. So there is certainly makam for it. However, mi'ikar din, it would seem that we go like the shach. The last halacha is this Ramah. The Ramah talks about halacha that a woman that sees. An interesting case. She sees on Tez Vav and she saw for 4 days going through Yud Zayin. Then she saw on Tez Zayin of the next month for a few days going through Yud Zayin. And then she saw on Yud Zayin for a day or two. So, Be'etzem, she was Kerveya, two vestes over here. She was Kerveya for Yud Zayin because she saw 3 times in Yud Zayin. And she's koveya bedilug according to Rav. She's on tezvov, tezayin, yodayin. Now, that which she's koveya for yodayin says, that's only the Ramban Lashitasi. The Ramban holds that if a woman sees for 4 days straight, it's kilu as if she has a vest on each one of those 4 days. That we saw at the beginning of Kuf Peidala. La'aloch la'maisi, we do not pass in that way. And the male in such a case that a woman saw and three times, and she went through the same day, but she didn't start on that day, we are not chayshish, she's not kaveh vest for that day. We do not pass in that she's kaveh vest. However, in this case, she would be chayshish al tadilug from tezvov, tezayin, yedzayin. It's not exactly clear why the Ramah brought this down over here. We already had the halachas of vest tadilug beforehand. And la'aloch la'maisi, we pass in, she's not chayshish for every day as a vest. You go always baster tchilas aveset. Now, he brings down, the Ramah brings down, what we call the vest hamavucha, l'chura. He says over here, the shach brings down, the halacha that we refer to as the vest hamavucha of the Ramah, that the Ramah says over here, holchin tamar achar tchilas ariyo, v'chein ikar. We always go after the tchilas ariyo. Says the Shach, it brings down the Chernin that asks, what do you mean? We see in Sif Kuf Pei Dalad, we saw in Simen Kuf Pei Dalad, Sif Beis, that a woman that sees over the course of a few days, she could be Kaveya all those days as Vestes. We don't always go bust at the beginning of the Riyah. We're Choshesh for all the days. Says the Shach, that's not Pshat. Pshat in the Ramah is that it's not that you're Choshesh for all the days. It's talking about that you have a Vest Kavua for Tetzvav LaChodesh. Then you saw on your Gimel. So I would have thought that it's only a day or two beforehand, and really it's kilo as if she just digressed a little bit, but we're not really chayshish that she's going to be kaveya now. She went off a day or two, but really her vest kavua is for tezvav. She shouldn't have to be chayshish for the yud gimel even as a vest sheni kavua. Kamash mulan, she has to be chayshish for yud gimel. That's all that the Ramah meant in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. But it's not that you're chayshish for all the days. She's chayshish for the vest kavua that she has in tezvav, and also that one day that she digressed, she has to be chayshish for the yud gimel. What's it doing over here? The way that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is masber, he says that it's even a bigger chiddush. She saw on Yud Gimel Yedalet Tezvav this lady. She has a vest kavua for Tezvav. Tezvav, 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 Tezvav. Then she sees 1 month on Yud Gimel and it continued Yedalet Tezvav. So we would have thought that it's obviously Damim Yisirim, that what she got in Yud Gimel. Because the vest even went, was Mamshech into Yud Tezvav that she always sees on. She shouldn't have to be chayshish for Yud Gimel. No, Kamash Milan, she has to be chayshish for Yud Gimel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there comes out a chiddush Ledino. That in a case where for a chayshish for such a vest, even though he says there is a chiddush of the fact that it continues into the vest, and that is what would be if a woman has a vest for tezvav. The next month she doesn't see on tezvav; she sees on yudalid, but yudalid continues into tezvav. So she never got the date tezvav without seeing. The only way to be her vest is to get to that day without seeing. So what happens? She sees on tezvav. The next month she sees on yud gimel, yudalid, tezvav, tezayin. That's what she sees. So she was seeing on tezvav. Was she oikir the vest of Tezvav or not? She doesn't have vest kavua. Vest sheina kavua. One time she saw on Tezvav. The next month she saw on Yidal. Very many women. They see after 29 days. So last month she saw on Tezvav. And this month she saw, it was Balei. She saw 29 days later. Came out to be Yud Gimel. And she was Mamshech. She sees for a few days. Yud Gimel, Yidal, Tezvav, Tezayin. Was she oikir the Tezvav or not? L'chir, she didn't pass by the day without seeing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, she wasn't oikir. She saw on that day. This also it depends on how you learn it. Kimdumani, they mentioned it in Lakewood. With regard to aflagas, they're not chayshish for that. That means if you saw a flag of 30, and then after 28 resets it, and we don't see as kilo as we got to day 30, because you never continued to day 30, you only got to 28, and then you reset. So you wouldn't have to be chayshish. However, with regard to Vesli Mea Chaydish, where the day is kaviyah v'kaimi, then in a chanam, you got the day tezvav, but you saw memela. There are those that say that you are not oikar the vest. There are many places that say that you're like that. They go l'chumra that you're talking about oikar the vest. There are those that are meikol. Kimdumani that the minhag ha'olam is to be meikol and not to choshish. It would come out very often to be choshish for 3 or 4 yimei ha'chodesh. If a woman sees 30 days, 29 days, and 26 days, and she sees for 5 days, she could be seeing be choshish every month for 4 or 5 days. She counts, she makes sure to know if she's seeing this day. A woman does have to tire after 5 days. She generally doesn't pay attention in between. Was she seeing on this day or not? Some women they only see for 3 days. Some women they see 3 days and they stop and then they see again. And then Does she know she was sleeping on that day? Most people, I don't think, make a cheshbin, and they wouldn't be cheshish. If you would be cheshish, come dais, you'd be cheshish for, it's very possible to be cheshish for 10 vestas in 1 month, because you have all your base mayors that you're cheshish for, and you have all the mei achodesh that you're being cheshish for, plus the ein abeinus of 30 and 31, or Zeruah, Chavistas, Placey, cheshish. Lalach lemaisa in a chanami, it seems that most of the minig is would not be to be cheshish. One last halacha, and that is, can you be kaveya two vests for Yimei HaChodesh? There's a taz over here in Sifu Tess. The Chavas Das names on that you could be cheshish, you could be kaveya two vests Yimei HaChodesh at once. However, you would not be able to be kaveya a vest Yimei HaChodesh and a flogis at the same time. The dark Yimei that said that you could do that is only the dark Yimei Lishitase that holds that every Re'iyah doesn't break up your aflogo. But Be'etem, the Pashas, it's not really very common to be kaveya two vestes afloga. It's kamad impossible. Maybe you could be kaveya, but the next month it'll be thrown off. To be kaveya a vest for aflogas and Yimei HaChodesh at the same time. And however, two vestes Yimei HaChodesh, you could be kaveya. If a woman sees on Aleph Nisan, Chof Nisan, Aleph Yer, Chof Yer, Aleph Sivan, Chof Sivan, then in a chanam you could be kaveya two vests Yimei HaChodesh. This is really Sif Lamed Beis. That halavai, we should be able to be zeichet to finish this month.